live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles.
And Rami.
On Sacktown Sports.
Hour number two, what's up on a Tuesday? Cattles and Rami. Rami out today. He actually, he worked the midday show with Chris. So he was in today, but he's out from this show today as he cheated on us earlier in the day. Got his work done early.
Slacker.
That guy. JJ.
Enjoy yourself.
JJ in for Rami. Rami will be back here tomorrow. So I know many of you looking forward to that. So we were just chilling here in the studio, JJ, and we saw ESPN show us LeBron James walking into the arena as we get ready for game one of the Western Conference Finals. It'll tip at like 5:30-ish. You know, they love playing games at ESPN. They always tip late, so it's probably going to be 5:45 when it officially tips off tonight. And, of course, we've got Denver, the one seed, against the Lakers, the seventh seed in the Western Conference this year. Lakers, we know how they got their play-in, blah, blah, blah. But these two teams played against each other back in 2020 in the bubble.
Yeah.
That bubble postseason. What a weird time in our world to watch an empty arena. Guys just playing the finals in the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals in a gym.
Jamal Murray balling.
Remember Murray and Mitchell, balling, right? Donovan Mitchell versus Jamal Murray. Man, oh, man, that was a series. But so now you fast forward 3 years, and here we are again. We've got the Lakers versus the Nuggets, Western Conference Finals. Here was Anthony Davis talking about the difference between then and now.
We're a different team. You know, I think the biggest thing for us was obviously having Dwight kind of disrupt Jokic a little bit. You know, he's obviously one of the two guys that kind of get them going, him and Jamal Murray. And actually, it's funny that me and Bron talked about it earlier, about going back, watching that series, and kind of see what we did to kind of figure out how we can best match up and get victories over them.
All right, so JJ, let's start with the obvious matchup. Nikola Jokic versus Anthony Davis, your thoughts on those guys pitted against each other?
Yeah, give me Jokic all day and twice on Sunday. Right?
Yeah.
I know AD has the talent. I know he's shown that he can have great games. I know he's shown that he has had great series. He's played decently or above average. Let's go above average this playoffs. But Jokic is a different animal. And let me also warn AD and LeBron and the rest of that team, Darvin Ham, Jeannie Buss, and anybody else that wants to listen down at the crypt, Nikola Jokic isn't the same guy that he was even back then. He's a different cat, a different character. And as he talked about, look, I'm going to take care of business, then I'm going to go ahead and blast myself on over to Italy and watch the horses run because I got my stuff done early. And so, yeah, Jokic and AD, I expect AD not to even play Jokic a lot. I don't even think the Lakers want to even waste AD on Jokic, because if you need AD to play on Jokic when it matters all the time, or excuse me, when you need him to play all the time compared to when it matters, it's going to be a long road for AD, because Jokic is going to take him to school. He's going to pull him outside. He's going to take away what AD does, the strength for the Lakers, which is clog the paint, play defense, be the backdrop. So when it comes to the Jokic, give me Jokic. I honestly really think he's going to dominate AD this series.
You know, it's an interesting matchup. First of all, and AD kind of talked about this a little bit from what you just heard. Back in the bubble, they had three cats who were defending Jokic. They rolled multiple bodies against Jokic.
JaVale McGee was the third?
Was it JaVale McGee? Dwight Howard, McGee, and Davis.
Right.
And so when you split the defensive responsibilities against Jokic, then your life is much, much easier if you're AD.
Yes.
They don't have that option right now.
No.
So if you are going to defend Jokic with AD, that's a lot. That's a lot to ask for from AD if you expect AD to give you anything offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were able to put AD in the corner defensively and say, hey, look, man, you know, that's your job. You just defend Jokic. We'll get points elsewhere. Then you'd feel good about it, or at least you'd feel better about it. But they need AD to score, too.
Absolutely.
So you're going to ask AD to play 40-plus minutes a night, defend Jokic on that end, and then come down and get his on the offensive end. That's a lot to ask. And I think that leads us to this idea that, like, you know, LeBron, he's going to step up offensively. If you're asking Anthony Davis to defend Jokic and give you some production on the offensive end. LeBron, who doesn't play defense anymore 95% of the game, he's just checked out. He checked out defensively years ago. And his argument was, I got to check out defensively because I've got to give everything on the other end.
Sorry.
So LeBron, who has not been consistently great in this postseason, he's found games here and there where you go, oh, man, LeBron's on one, right? He's playing really well.
Game six against the Warriors.
Then other games, he has not been nearly as effective. The Lakers need LeBron to be LeBron every night in this series.
Yes.
They need him playing at a high, high level offensively every game this series if they want to move on because of what AD is going to deal with regarding Jokic. Which brings me to, JJ, the next question, defending LeBron, if you're the Nuggets. Now, as we talked about the Lakers throwing multiple bodies at Jokic, I think the Nuggets will throw multiple bodies at LeBron. It all starts with Aaron Gordon. I'd imagine that Gordon gets the first crack at LeBron. He's got the frame. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism. Not to say he could shut down LeBron, but Aaron Gordon, if he is truly fully focused defensively, he can make it hard on LeBron. And what we've seen, and this is understandable, the guy's 38 years old. LeBron settles now more than he ever has.
Jump shot.
He settles for threes. He settles for jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, if Gordon could stay in front, which he has absolutely zero reason not to, again, with his size and athleticism, he is going to force LeBron, I think, to settle. Again, which means that LeBron has to be incredibly efficient from three, which he hasn't been, and he's got to be incredibly efficient shooting that jump shot as well.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because if I could lift up my laptop and show what everyone said, I had in quotes, this comes down to LeBron. This is the LeBron series. How much does he have left or how much does he want to hit the gas and go? That's what I had literally. In the Warriors series, to me, the Dubs, they just didn't have the wings to match LeBron and Vanderbilt. As you said, with the Nuggets, not only do they have Aaron Gordon, they can run Al Green. They're definitely going to put Porter there. You know, they have Thomas Bryant. They got some size in there, man.
Yeah.
And one thing about it is Jokic is still there. You have to figure out what you're going to do with Jokic. And all due respect to Wenyen Gabriel, who's a former Sacramento King, that's not going to get it done.
He ain't got that weight.
Nah, come on, brother. You're going to get that head being snatched off your head, and it's not going to be in the right way. And so, for me, this is the LeBron James series. It comes down to, I think we finally get to see, does LeBron still have 30 and 10 left in him? Every night.
Yep.
He's going to have to go 30 and 10 for me, for the most part, to win this series because you're going to need someone to cancel out Jokic. We know Jokic is going for 30, 10, and probably 10 again almost. And so, to me, this is the LeBron series. We finally get to figure out, is he done as far as the top three, top four in the game, or has he been saving it this offseason, as you talked about, for this very moment? And is he going to press every, you know, is he going to flip the switch and give everything that he absolutely has? And so it's going to be very interesting to see if he stars and shines or if he still even has that in the body and in the legs. Because I know he has it mentally, but does he have it physically?
Now, the other guy the Lakers have to be concerned with is Jamal Murray,
yes,
who is healthy. He's playing really well. And I would imagine that the Lakers will start Jared Vanderbilt on
absolutely
Murray and then go from there. Their hopes or that, you know, Vandy does such a great job on Jamal Murray and limits him, then, you know, if you have to send some help to AD, you can send some help to him. But that Vanderbilt-Jamal Murray matchup is critical. I think Murray is such an X factor. If Murray's giving you 25 every night, it's really difficult to beat Denver. Really difficult. If Vanderbilt can keep him to, you know, even if he's scoring 25, but he's shooting 25 shots to get there, Vanderbilt has to make sure he contains Murray as much as he can. And one final point I would say that the pace is huge.
Yes.
And we saw that in the Warriors series, right? The Nuggets have to make sure, especially what we just talked about with LeBron. LeBron's got to give you like 30 and 10 every night. Then the Nuggets have to continue to try to run LeBron out of the gym. And AD, if he's dealing with Jokic on the defensive end, you got to put pressure on his legs and run him out of the gym and try to tire those two guys out.
You know, I like that, Nick. The Jamal Murray thing for me is if Jamal Murray plays like a star, I think Denver is going to go ahead and advance, and I think it's going to be pretty easy. I do believe it comes down to for Denver, is they rotate the third guy every night.
Yeah.
You know, Porter, Aaron Gorter, KCP,
yep.
Bruce Brown. We know Bruce Brown can get down and act the nut when he wants to. And Reggie Jackson. They have capable guys of being that number three
yes.
every night. I think the other thing when it comes to the Lakers is now we're going to see did all the changes that you talked about over the trade deadline, the Vanderbilts, the Malik Beasleys, those type of guys, really the pressure on Austin Reeves. Everybody's in love with Austin Reeves. Well, we're getting ready to see if he can be the number three guy against a rotational three guy with KCP and Porter and Aaron Gordon and Bruce Brown. Because one thing about Denver, they're going to keep coming.
Yep.
We see that. They're going to keep coming. And if KCP has an off night, Michael Porter's going to go for probably 25. If MPJ can't get it, then Bruce Brown's going to give you 20. You know, and so can the Lakers produce that third score as well, as I think is going to be something very interesting to see.
Yeah, Porter Jr. could be sneaky big in this series.
Yeah.
If he gives them that offensive punch, and you got Murray and you got Jokic playing well, again, really tough team to slow down. Who do you got?
Give me Denver in six.
Me too. I got Nuggets in six. Let's speak it into existence.
Yeah, please. And I think LeBron saves the Lakers in one game. That's the reason why I think six. If LeBron comes out in first couple of games in Denver, and let's just say they go down 2-0, LeBron doesn't have it in the legs.
Yeah.
I give LA game three, but after that, it's a gentleman's sweep.
All right, Olden Polonese, old friend, will join us to talk NBA in 90 seconds.
Cattles and Rami.
Cattles and Rami. Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
All right, joining us right now, Cattles and Rami. No Rami, JJ in for Rami today. Rami hosts the midday show with Chris Watkins, Chris and Company. Joining us on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline is old friend Olden Polonese. He is now a Fox Sports NBA analyst. Thank you very much, Olden, for joining us. Your time is much appreciated. Let me first ask you about the head coaches right now. Which former head coach that's been fired would you take? Would you take Coach Bud? Would you take Nick Nurse? Would you take Monty Williams? Or would you take Doc Rivers?
That's a great question. I have way different viewpoints about all this only because I try to look at everything realistically for what it is. And I say, hello?
Yeah. You still there, Olden?
Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
I didn't know if you guys could hear me. And I say that to say this. I wouldn't take any of them because I just don't feel that any coach, once you get fired within the NBA, you got to take a year off. That's my personal opinion. You got to take a year. You cannot get fired for whatever the reason is. I don't just, you know, like Monty Williams getting fired maybe should not have happened only because, you know, with the Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton injuries. I get that. And the trade that they made, they traded way too much value. You know, but at the same time, there's some coaches just like you get fired, but then you get rewarded with a better job. That makes no sense to me.
Man, my
and
God.
So, but the way the NBA works, it's a rotation. It's like musical chairs. All we're doing is moving over one spot. And so everybody's going to end up going to the old guy's job. And it's just a weird concept within the NBA.
OP, man, I know you've had some things to talk about Ja Morant, and I respect your opinion, man, going back to for as long as I've known you. Man, what's your thoughts on the young fella and his choices so far?
Well, his new nickname is El Stupido, in my opinion. Because at the end of the day, you got lucky. You know, you got away with the first one. And now you're doing it again, and I'm hearing people make all these different excuses. Well, you know, we got to look out for the note. There's no looking out for anybody. First of all, his father should be the number one person looking out for him. Not his friends, okay, but his father. You're in his life. You sit there in the front row all the time at the games. You have to put your foot down as a parent and say, hey. And the thing about it, it's not like he's 35 years old. He's 23. That means you're only like 5 years removed from the house. And so you should still have a prominent viewpoint within your son's life. And so to me, that's the person I'm most upset with right now are the parents. But then at the end of the day, you know, the NBA has its own rules. It doesn't matter what the state of Tennessee says. The NBA, as its own private entity, has its own rules and guidelines that you have to follow. And so just follow the damn rules.
Olden Polonese is with us here. Cattles and Rami. JJ in for Rami today. Olden, we're getting ready for the draft lottery, of course, tonight. A lot of talk about Victor Wembanyama. I don't know how much you've watched of him, how much you've talked to people about him, but is he the closest generational talent as far as hype and feel go since LeBron?
He's the most hyped. I don't believe that he's anything that I haven't seen already. And that's what I want people to understand. You know, I'm happy for the young man for getting himself in a position where he is right now. But the pundits that are putting all this out there about he's the greatest thing we've ever seen, no, miss me with that. Okay, we've already seen it. We've seen so many different versions of this. We've seen it from the 80s with Ralph Sampson. We've seen Chet Holmgren. We've seen Bol Bol. We've seen Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett. We've seen this iteration. So I'm not buying any of this. There's just a lot of hype right now for a young man, you know, as talented as he is, but we've seen it all. And he's also going to have a lot of problems from a physical standpoint within the NBA. You know, I'm not trying like, you know, these kids today, I'm not hating on him. I try to look at things realistically. I've seen this movie before.
OP, who does this postseason mean more for at this moment? Is it Nikola Jokic or Jason Tatum? Who needs the championship more in your eyes this year?
Well, those two guys definitely within their franchises. Yeah, I would say, you know, Jokic because he's a two-time MVP. And Jason Tatum easily could have won one of those as well. But at the same time, you still have a LeBron James within the NBA still playing in the playoffs. And I think it means a lot to his legacy as well. And then Jimmy Butler in Miami trying to do something that, I mean, I didn't even think was even possible a month ago, you know, with Miami and what they've gone through. And he's been a big part of that. So everybody's got something to play for right now. You know, we have the whole Lakers, Celtics, 17 championship. You know, that would be great for television to see who can get out, you know, to number 18. So there's a lot of different narratives that could play out within this. And then we have the whole bubble rematch. So the NBA, they're not going to run short of any of that.
That's right.
Olden Polonese is with us here, Fox Sports NBA analyst on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Cattles and Rami, JJ in for Rami on this Tuesday, Sactown Sports. Olden, how great does AD have to be for the Lakers to advance?
It's all about Anthony Davis. You know, we saw that against the Warriors. We've seen it throughout the year. LeBron is great. LeBron is one of the GOATs. I get that. LeBron will always be LeBron. And if LeBron continues doing his thing, fine. But Anthony Davis is critical to the Lakers winning anything because of what he gives them defensively more than anything else. What he provides defensively cannot be matched right now. And so, to me, he's the guy. And when he gets going, it's a lot easier for LeBron to do his thing as well. And then all the rest of the guys, Austin Reeves picks it up, Schroeder picks it up. It's an avalanche after that. But he's the key.
OP, I've always wanted to ask you this, man. Coming from Haiti and, of course, sliding on over to the Bronx of New York, who do you consider is the greatest of all time to come out of New York? I know I'm asking a loaded question, but you've got to play with some of the guys. You know, of course, I've been privy to you being able to work with you and have you on for many years. Who's your guy out of New York, man? Who's the best?
My humble opinion, my personal opinion, and I try not to do the GOAT thing or the best of all time, but out of New York City, I have to go with Lou Alcindor. A.K.A. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, that's bottom line. And one of the main reasons why I always pick Kareem is the fact that when they change the rules because of you,
that's true.
You know, that's saying a lot. They literally changed all of college basketball because of Lou Alcindor. And then he also had a shot that is patented with the U.S. government. That's another
That's big time.
I got one more for you, Olden, before we let you go. I got to ask you, who do you have in the finals?
I have Denver excuse me, only because of home court advantage and a big guy, Jokic, and I have Boston.
All right. His name is Olden Polonies.
I believe they're just going to have a little bit more than Miami.
Fox Sports NBA analyst. Of course, you all know him here in Sacramento. Olden, thank you for the time, man. We always appreciate when we can catch up with you. Let's do it again soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. There goes Olden Polonies on the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Yeah, I mean, this Western Conference Finals series is going to be pretty interesting.
Hey, Nick, let me tell you a story real quick about OP. OP, when I was a kid, man, playing here in Sacramento, there used to be a mall called Florin Mall.
Yep.
No longer there, right? Florin Mall, jewelry stores, all that type of stuff.
All right.
And I'm walking through the mall one day, and I remember the day, man. I was going to pick up some new Grand Heels. Grand Heels, brother. Going to pick up some Grand Heels, and I'm walking by, me and my friend, and I look over to the left, and I see someone in a jewelry store, and you could tell by the height. You know, OP's like 6'9", 6'10", yeah, whatever the case may be. And I look over. Next thing you know, directly straight, I go to his hand. And, man, this dude must have had a wad of cash that, you know, as a whatever at that point in time.
Right.
10, 11, 12-year-old. Man, this dude was, I mean, a fat stack of cabbage, bro. And I'm looking, and I look around the neck, and he's already got five chains on now.
Of course.
Man, this is late 90s, whenever OP was here. Had to be because Grand Hill came out in 95, so somewhere around there. But I was just so amazed, man. And I look up, and I didn't even care that it was OP. I was just the fact that, man, this dude probably had about 10K in change ready to pull out to, you know, go grab him a necklace.
He wasn't playing.
Nah, he wasn't.
He wasn't playing. Nah, he was ready for that jewelry.
I respect that.
So thanks to OP again for joining us here at Cattles and Rami. Of course, JJ, he's in for Rami today. Rami filled in the midday and worked with Chris Watkins. He was
cheater.
The company. Yeah, Rami was the company today, and he cheated on us.
How you leave your own show that you have in a moniker to go be an assistant on someone else's?
Unbelievable.
Cold game.
Unbelievable. He don't care. Is another NBA superstar eyeing Phoenix, feeling it or fraudulent next?
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports. Sacktown Sports.
Headlines. With your Sacktown Sports headlines, I'm Simone. After three seasons, the Philadelphia 76ers have dismissed head coach Doc Rivers, the team announced earlier today. The Sixers were eliminated in the Eastern Conference semifinals for a third straight season, losing 112-88 in Game 7 to the Boston Celtics on Sunday. Philadelphia joins the likes of Milwaukee, Phoenix, Toronto, and Detroit, all with head coach openings. Otherwise in the association, it is draft lottery day. As far as the Sacramento Kings' pole position, last season's success denotes a 24th pick in this year's draft. At 5 p.m., just 30 minutes before Game 1 of the anticipated Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets, fans can tune in to ESPN to see where the fateful lottery balls drop. For more coverage on this exciting night, Sacktown Sports' very own digital talent, Joe Girose, has a complete write-up over at SacktownSports.com, or you can pull up your Sacktown Sports app. And lastly, some Bay Area MLB notes. The San Francisco Giants toppled the Phillies last night 6-3, and across the Bay, A's unable to fall into that win column. Diamondbacks take that one 5-2, consequently dropping Oakland to 9-34.
Ever seen them launch a grand slam?
I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. We got Feeling It or Fraudulent right now on Cattles and Rami with special co-host Jay Johnson.
Is it really real or is it fake? Truth or Fugazi? It's time to find out. Is Feeling It or Fraudulent?
By the way, I'll take a victory lap quick because Steve Kerr today told the media that the Warriors never rebuilt their trust after Draymond Green knocked out Jordan Poole. So to all the people who are telling me, not a big deal, this happens all the time, NBA practices, this ain't that big of a deal, Nick, you're making too much of it. When I said, you know, this punch could end up screwing up things for the Warriors. Well, Steve Kerr, the coach, the man who runs the program, told us today that's precisely what happened. So I'll enjoy my victory lap. I'm sure many people are going to apologize to me. Of course they won't. It's 2023.
Shouts out to you, bro. I'm going to give you flowers.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Before we get to Feeling It or Fraudulent, we have some Kings news.
Uh-oh.
Got some Kings news. You want to add...
We moved up to the top five picks?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You want to add another position of need for this team. So Matthew Dellavedova, this should not surprise too many people, but Delly's gone. Delly's returning to Melbourne United on a two-year deal. He says he just wants to play. Can't fault the man.
That's right.
Wants to play before he gets too old to play. So Delly is leaving. So now, you know, you could use that third guard. Not going to play a ton unless you move on from Davion. But you would like a trusty hand in that third guard spot behind, you know, Fox and Davion. Of course, you could use Monk there a little bit, too, if you need be. But I like the idea of going to get a grizzled veteran point guard. I don't know who it would be yet. I haven't looked up names. But somebody who you can trust if one of those guys goes out to give you 5 to 10 minutes of trustworthy basketball.
I like where you're going there, Nick. And salute to Delly for coming on over here and playing a part of being a player's coach.
Yep.
Coach player, however you want to put it. And, you know, leading some of these youngsters and guiding them and giving them the you know, look, the mentorship that some of these youngsters need, including probably De'Aaron and Davion, it seemed like he was not only a fan favorite, but a lot of people in the locker room loved him. We heard quite high comments about him throughout the season from guys. And so salute to him. Just as you said, man, as long as the Lord is blessing you to be physically and capable to go and play, man, go and do it. So salute to him. Get your check as well, Delly. Congratulations, man.
And get paid.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's get to feeling of the fraudulent. James Harden.
Fraudulent.
Philadelphia, the 76ers. Their season is over. And Doc was fired earlier today. He gone. And Brian Geltz.
Geltz-Eiler.
Thank you.
Yeah. Friend of the show. We had him on once.
Brian Geltz-Eiler.
Yeah.
From NBA Sirius XM Radio yesterday, JJ. Reported that the Phoenix Suns are on James Harden's radar. Harden and Phoenix, feeling it or fraudulent, Jay?
Straight up fraudulent. Phoenix should be looking for complimentary pieces on the wing, just as the Kings are at the moment, should be doing. And quite frankly, just about all of the NBA is looking for wings. They're looking for guys to find it the hardest spot to fit in this league, in my opinion. They should be in on that, just about everyone, just as I said, the Kings. No need. You talked about Chris Paul earlier, Nick. No need to replace Chris Paul, because I think CP3 is on his way out, with James Harden. Pretty much the same guy, which means when it counts in the playoffs, they're injury prone. They tuck tail. Now, I will say this, CP3 throughout his career has played pretty well in the playoffs when he's healthy.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been able to stay on the court. But no need to replace a guy that has soft tissue issues. I keep saying
that. I love that.
Yeah, man. That hammy, soft in the gut, little belly, like to eat a little bit, which I'm good with. Look, I'm soft in the belly too now. I indulge.
Amen, especially when you hit your 40s.
Come on, man, my delicatessens. I like the delicatessens, my man. And so with that being said, it's kind of one of those things where, look, Harden has never been in peak physical condition, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Chris Paul has never been in peak physical condition, in my opinion. Even going back to New Orleans, he just didn't. He never was chiseled. And I understand everyone's body composition isn't the same. But to me, those guys have never been in peak condition. And there's no need, if we're talking about now when their guys are pushing their late 30s and early 40s, which both of them are, to replace one with the other, because I believe Chris Paul is out the door. Fraudulent. Need a young gun, man. Spend Paul. Go get a young gun. Someone like you just had, Mr. Bridges. Get that offense up. Someone get up and down the floor and let your two stars dominate.
Yeah, I'm with you. Fraudulent, fraudulent, fraudulent. Could you imagine James Harden, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant on the same team? How that would work?
That'd be great.
Give me the basketball. No, give me the basketball. No, give me the basketball. No, I want it. No, I want it. No, I want it. There, you can't have three players with usage over like 30%. That's just not going to work. Not enough basketballs, I think. And when you look at Phoenix, lots of shuffling, right? Like, I honestly believe, I said this earlier in the show and I'll stand by it, CP3, I could easily see be gone in this offseason. Same thing with DeAndre Ayton. And how's the money work? right? Like, you just can't bring in James Harden, who's going to want the max or near it, when you've got KD and Booker already on the books. You got CP3 with his partial guarantee, and then you got DeAndre making big-time max money. So how can you possibly put all of that together? You have to shuffle the deck pretty dramatically, and it doesn't address Phoenix's weaknesses. If you think about what Phoenix needs, number one, defense. Their defense was atrocious in the postseason. That's not going to get better with James Harden on your roster. So defensively, you don't get better. You mentioned Mikal Bridges. They need some wing depth.
Mm-hmm.
And James is not a wing, man. He's a guard. That's what he is. Especially as he ages, he's not going to be able to handle those, you know, longer, more athletic cats as he gets older. He wasn't able to do it when he was in his 20s, let alone his mid-30s. So get a reliable third option. I'm with you, JJ. Find that third guy. You don't need to go out and try to, you know, change everything to, you know, to bring in somebody for that third role. You don't have to sacrifice what I think you'd be sacrificing to bring in a James Harden. Thanks, but no thanks.
You know, I almost want to flip it here, and I'm thinking from the Kings' point of view, because Kyle said something, was like, would love it. You know what? As a Kings guy, I would love it, because I don't think it would work. Just as you spoke on it. Yeah. I don't think if you brought James Harden along with Devin Booker and KD, and you know, whoever you kept between the Ayton and the Paul, I don't think it would work. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it now. I just flipped it right now. I'm feeling
yes.
it.
Yes. Wow. See, there's a difference.
I'm feeling it.
The difference between making basketball sense and wanting to see it. Do I want to see it? Absolutely. Please.
Oh, yeah. If we want to put the tent over the circus.
Yeah. Yes, please. Right. I want James Harden, bring in a Fred Van Fleet, put that together. That team would be interesting.
Okay, now you're trying to be too good. I'm saying, for the fact of the matter, that it would crumble. And it would allow the Kings to, you know, step in front of them. So I'm feeling
I totally understand what you're saying. Yes, if the Suns blow up in a fiery, well, I was going to say sun, pun intended. But if they blow up like that, it would be amazing to watch for the Kings.
All right, so we both, I guess feeling it if you want to watch the sideshow.
Yes, and fraudulent.
Fraudulent from basketball standpoint.
No, it'd be ugly basketball.
916-339-1140 is that text line. Hit it up. Phone line is 1-800-920-1140. Also, you can visit us at YouTube, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. We're kind of stuck in neutral at 30 likes. We might have to resort to getting Simone on the
microphone.
Hello. Jeez, I said we might have to resort.
She heard her name. She was ready.
Yeah, 0.2
Always
seconds
ready.
Later. Hello, I'm here for you. All right, we'll continue this madness. You won't believe what an ESPN play-by-play broadcaster asked a player during a game. You'll hear that, and we'll have much more next.
Cattles.
And Rami.
Sacktown Sports. Your afternoon home for Kings Talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami.
On Sacktown Sports.
Got some reaction here for you before we get to an ESPN play-by-play broadcaster asking a ridiculous question to a player. We'll get to that in a little bit. First, JJ was talking about the soft belly cats, and Scooter 916 said, "Easy, JJ, women love us soft belly cats."
Better believe
Woo!
It. Never said I was. I said I was one myself.
I was going to bring Simone in, seeing that she's the woman who works on this show. Simone, can you confirm or deny that you love soft-bellied cats?
I can confirm.
There you go.
Do you think she's
a little
just
bit of Brie?
That?
No, I can confirm.
No, I say Simone loves everyone.
It's true.
Simone is the type of person. I think she has an open mind for absolutely anything. As long as you treat Simone right, she'll treat you right.
All right.
That's right. Oh, that I love beautiful. Flowers, man. What can I say?
Soft-bellied cats.
That's
Here
it.
We are.
Lovable, squeezable, Nick.
JJ also brought up the Florin Mall.
Straight up.
And Charlie Bartholomew weighed in and said he got his first pair of T-Max.
That's right.
From the Florin Mall.
Adidas.
And Manny Too Legit said, I remember the Florin Mall. He says it's a Walmart now.
Yes, it is.
That's sad.
Along with AutoZone, I can continue. Fire Wings is over there, and yeah, man.
How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, bro, I'm from South Sac, man. So I can go up and down Florin Road and hit the Oxford Street, and I mean, look, we can open a whole door for that, but we have a sports show to talk about.
We also talked about the Lakers and Nuggets Western Conference Finals starting tonight. Both JJ and I have the Nuggets in six. Tim E., YouTube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140, he chats up. Let's get to why the rested, quote-unquote, old Lakers must get their necessary away game win tonight. If not, the Nuggets keep serving, win the series as the gas goes out of the Lakers. I will say this, and Olden Polonese, who joined us earlier this hour, mentioned this, JJ. Home court advantage, we always get wrapped up in the idea of home court advantage. Really hasn't been that big of an advantage for a team like Boston, for example. I think they're like 9-8 in their last 17 home games in the postseason, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Denver has been really good at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that obviously puts the pressure right from the get-go on the Lakers. You feel like they've got to get one from Denver. And in a perfect world for them, they get one of these first two.
Yeah. I think I saw something from Chris Palmer, NBA writer, reporter Chris Palmer, that said the Lakers haven't lost since March 16th at home. And it was either March 16th or March 24th. I don't know why my mind is different. But anyway it goes, it's been a couple of months at this point. And so if they still won on the road and in high altitude, it's definitely going to be a little tough from what we've seen to come back to Los Angeles, to the Crypt, and get one, I believe. But I'm hoping Denver holds serve because, again, I'm interested to see how LeBron – rears his head this series. If Denver gets the first one, are we going to see all hands on deck LeBron game two? Or does LeBron feel like, you know what, we need to go get this one today? And is it all hands on deck LeBron today and we see what happened down the road?
And look, I talked about pace earlier in the show. And in Denver, high altitude, even more of a reason to really push the pace in the first couple of games to try to get that 2-0 lead. And if you get that 2-0 lead, then you feel like, hey, man, if we could just steal one, if we could possibly steal one in L.A., then do we think that if you're the Nuggets, are you sitting there saying, do we think that the Lakers can beat us three straight times to get to the finals?
Yeah,
that would be a tall task, very tall task. All right. Meanwhile, I had to play this today because this is just crazy. So ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, obviously it was Mother's Day on Sunday, and ESPN was in Boston for the Red Sox-Cardinals game, which ended up stinking up the joint. But
you watch it?
About an inning, and then it got bad, and I moved on quick.
That's fine.
But Carl Ravitch is doing now play-by-play for Sunday Night Baseball. And they do this thing where they'll mic a player, and they'll talk to the player during the game at times. I love it.
I like that.
Love the idea. Did not love Carl Ravitch's question for Red Sox first baseman Tristan Casas.
3-0 to Gorman. You know, we had Alex Cora on. I know your mom passed away when you were young. What does Mother's Day mean to you and your brother?
Yeah, you know, what happened was unfortunate to me, but I have so many mother figures in my life. Whether they have my last name or whether they don't, I've had so much support from everybody, you know, around my in and around my circle that I don't even feel like I missed out on anything.
3-0 count. Tristan, I know your mom died. It's Mother's Day. Tell me about it.
Man, I have great support in my life.
Poor Tristan Casas. If you see his reaction to this, he's like, I don't know if I'd say stunned or I don't know what I would say. He's just kind of like looking up like, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
It takes the air out of your lungs. It's so bad.
I edited the pause a little bit. The pause was like 2 seconds longer in between when he asked the question and when he realizes, oh, wait, he's actually done. Okay.
I mean, the transition.
Yeah.
3-0 count here. Tristan.
3-0 to Gorman. You know, we had Alex Cora on. I know your mom passed away when you...
3-0,
but let's talk about your mom passing away.
3-0 to Gorman.
Yeah. Awful. Awful timing.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask that question.
Yes.
Especially when the dude is in the middle of a game. He's playing. And you ask him that question. Before the game, yes.
Yeah.
After the game, yes. Yeah. Okay, I get it. But during the game, 3-0 count, hey, your mom passed away. How do you take that during Mother's Day? Wait a minute, what? Can you ask me about baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that? Wasn't really prepared.
3-0 to Gorman. You know,
I was the type of person when I, and still to this day, when I still play a little ball here, when I'm on the baseball field, that's the hour to 3 hours or whatever that.
To get away.
To get away from everything.
Yes.
Everything that your mind, you empty it, you focused on having fun and playing ball, and you know, you're thinking of situations and where you're going and where you're going to move to. And exactly. It's a getaway, Nick.
You're trying to get away from those heavy, heavy feelings.
Yes, especially on that day.
And this, it's just, I wonder, like, if you're in the booth with Carl. Like, if I was in the booth with Carl, I'd shoot him a look. I'd be like, what? What are you doing?
Shoot him that look,
like,
again.
Why?
Shoot him that look again, Nick.
Quick, too. Like, what?
That piercing stare.
What are we doing? Did we just do that?
Do you jump in on the question?
No. I lay out.
No, you got to let it happen. You can't.
Let Ravage sink.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm not jumping into that mess.
You're not Titanic? You're that not was, going down no, with the
that,
ship?
No, that was his decision. He hit the
3-0 to Gorman. You know, we had Alex Cora on. I know your mom passed away.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
3-0 right to the mom that passed away. Without skipping a beat.
The 3-0 was perfect. I just can't stop laughing at this. The 3-0 count right before that hitting was just excellent because he wasn't ready for it. He's just like, oh, wow, okay, we're going here.
Deep drive by Castellanos. Remember that one? Like, what?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? Also, one more
3-0
thing.
3-0 to Gorman.
One more thing I'll say about what I saw over the weekend. Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons posted on IG, he's watching the 76ers-Celtics game. The 76ers are down like 30. He's got a glass of wine on the table in front of him. He's got a blanket over his legs. He's a little chilly. In the middle of May. And he's trolling the 76ers. Ben Simmons, of all people.
Man.
He averaged 7-6-6 this year in 42 games.
Only way.
You're the last guy to be trolling.
Kick your feet up.
Dude had a blanket. He was snuggled up, sipping Chardonnay.
He had a onesie on.
The onesie. Man, put the comforter down. Go grab a basketball.
What was the adult onesies they used to sell? What was that?
Snuggie.
Yeah, Snuggie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they're still around.
Oh, yeah. You know they're definitely around.
I have one at my desk.
A Snuggie?
Yes.
It's not one of the ones that you, like, wear, but it's basically a Snuggie.
What we're going to do here is.
Yes.
Okay. Simone's going to put the onesie on.
Okay. There you go.
Got to put the Snuggie on.
Okay. We'll get to 50 likes.
You have to walk in. If we get to 75 likes.
Yeah.
If we get to 75 likes on YouTube today.
Talk to me.
Simone will show up before the end of this show wearing a Snuggie.
You really have that at your desk.
Yes, I know. It's sounding really crazy that I have so many trinkets.
All we need is 75, people. 75 likes.
75 likes, and I'm coming in there with my Snuggie.
Gets that young woman into a Snuggie.
What color is it?
On YouTube.
It's like a blue. I don't know. I'm colorblind.
75 likes. YouTube.com/SacktownSports 1140. Let's get Simone into a Snuggie. And maybe she'll carry in Baby Yoda while she holds while she wears the Snuggie. Possibly.
Man, you must have the biggest office in the building.
I don't.
I know. She's got a fridge and everything over there, too.
Like, man.
All right, coming up, we have an excruciating decision for you Kings fans to make.
Cattles.
And Rami.
Sacktown Sports.